Our kids live in a tech-centered world. Not all tech is bad, but how do we get them to stop playing video games and focus on something creative by using tech as a tool? Look no further than this VTech Kitty Zoom Creator Cam for Kids. With this camera, your kids can take high-quality videos. It's the perfect recording device for any adventure. Why not take it on a family hike or a road trip and record your experience together? I'm looking at that Kitty Zoom Creator Cam thinking that I want one. And since we're talking about tech, from birth until 6 years old, children's brains are like sponges, soaking up everything around them. That's why it's so crucial to fill their little minds with good and pure things for those first few years. Good books, good music, good movies, all of it is so important. Leah Langston wrote a phenomenal book for young kids called Make Your House His Home. After leaving a full-time job leading worship at Elevation Church to stay home full-time. Soon after, she sensed God was leading her to begin writing books for her own children. Leah has a heart for new moms and the role they carry in leading their children to live godly lives. Now she's able to share these lessons with parents across the country, all with one mission in mind, making Christ known starting at home. Leah met Jesus in elementary school and has been serving in ministry through leading worship over the last 15 years and now through her writing. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin, and I'm stoked to say that this is our 300th episode. Ay, ay, ay! Our team is praising Jesus that he has given us this amazing opportunity to pump out his truth around the world. May we have the opportunity to bring you another 300 more fantastic, thought-provoking, truth-telling, Christ-centered shows your direction. What sweet timing to give God thanks for this program and our team than during this Thanksgiving theme of the week. I'm also very thankful for our next guest, Leah Langston, mom and worship leader. Leah, how you doing, woman?
Hello.
Hey, 15th time's a charm. You know what I'm saying? We got to make this 300th mark on target. Thank you for being flexible, first and foremost. You're a mom of two young children. You know what that's like. But thank you for giving us some grace today as I had to reschedule you 14 times in one day. Oh, no.
Insane.
Okay, everybody out there, like, I almost want to keep this whole shenanigans in and just speed up. This is insane, people. I tried to get you on our program, 15 times today? I had to reschedule, and it was tech issue after tech issue. We're just going to give people a glimpse. This is going to be live for people around the globe watching this. Tip your camera down just a hair. That is awesome. You rock. Thank you for joining us on the program today. Just a little glimpse of what happens behind the scene when no one's looking. Michael knows. He's our fantastic editor. Fantastic editor. Michael, thank you. Two thumbs up from Counterculture Mom. Killer job on 300 episodes and not giving up on me. You, sister, like I was saying, very thankful to have you as our next guest.
I'm thrilled to be here.
What in the world is going on in Tallahassee, Florida today that you keep getting disconnected? It's got to be Satan at this point.
Yes. 100%. Clearly he's not a fan of what, you know, the ministry that we're doing here today.
That's about it. That's exactly. So you live in Tallahassee, Florida. You're with your husband, two young boys, and I'm talking young. You just gave birth and it looks like you ran a marathon. You got to come on a future episode, talk about that. And you have a two-year-old and a four-month-old.
Yes. It is fun times around here. I will say that. We never skip a beat.
No, it's about it. And you're a worship leader for 15, 20 years. I don't want to date you here, but do you want to open up this 300th episode here with some song?
Oh, geez. Lord, we love you. That's all I can say at this point.
Thing like, can you do two lines? I'm not joking. That actually sounds like a killer way to spark off the next 300 episodes.
Hey, we throw it back with, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Hey, we throw it back to some 90s, right?
That is amazing. I have chills from head to toe right now. No wonder your infant goes to bed in 3 seconds. Unbelievable. Where were you when I had four kids in diapers?
Oh, man.
That was beautiful. Girl, that was beautiful. Okay, full-time at church doing praise and worship, now full-time at home changing diapers and creating world changers in the home. Why did you write Make Your House His Home?
Yeah, you know, it's, I guess, addressing the need at hand. You know, parents are comfortable going to church. They're comfortable leading, maybe you're reading devotionals, they're comfortable singing songs or pulling up YouTube videos. But when it comes to actually initiating, you know, conversations, whether about scripture or hot topics in, you know, Christian faith, or things that the world doesn't agree with culturally, it's almost like a taboo type of scenario for parents these days. It's like, how do I hit on all the right things and not offend anyone and have my child love everyone at the same time and not, you know, step on any toes? So for so many of these parents, it was like, we don't have tools. We don't have resources at our disposal. So why not come up with basically what is a new script for parents to just roll, to have prayers on hand, questions on hand, scripture and activities that are paired together for their kids, and all starting at home, which is so, so important, to allow their kids to firmly walk with Christ.
Was it really hard leaving praise and worship because that was a ministry God gave you? It's still obviously in your blood. You're very talented at it. Was it hard to go from that to a phase of being at home under the roof with your kids?
Definitely. You know, I feel like God equips before he leads you into a new season. And so obviously it was a big change personally, but I really do believe that he kind of shifted my mindset, my eyes, my heart. And I did ask, I was like, Lord, change my desire to want to really do this well. But I will say too, you know, he's got a sense of humor. The Lord really brings things back around. And you see, like, I am using the gift of writing instead of through song. Now it's through words and through a children's book that I never imagined I would write. And what better than in a phase where I'm raising my own children, you know, so I never would have imagined.
It's so fun. I will tell you that I had such a hard time. I didn't quit speaking over the years, still speaking for 20 some years. I just spoke a lot less after having a bunch of kids in the row. And I tried taking two of them in tow under my arms, passing them off after, you know, feeding them backstage and then, hey, you know, Pulaski High School, what's up? And I would hand my children off to some high school students, but it was really tough to do it well. And looking back, I probably would have even spoken less. And yet it's tough for you and I. We got these giftings and talents that we love to do,
yeah,
and embrace where we are with our children. I still could have cut back more. So I know what you're talking about. It's like you love both things a lot. And so it makes it tough, but God's giving you, yeah, major, major talent on your writing now and children's books. What has been the response of people that have dived in deep to your books and implementing those with their own kids in their home?
Yeah, I personally have been overwhelmed. I don't think I knew what to expect because I truly feel that God gave me the words. I didn't even know that this was gonna become a book. I was like, okay, maybe this is just gonna be a fun activity I do at home with my kids. But truly parents have, you know, messaged me, responded to me, reached out or said in person like, hey, thank you for giving me the words that I didn't have. Thank you for connecting the dots for me when I didn't know how to do that. Thank you for inspiring my kids to love and find a relationship with Jesus in a way that I didn't know how to initiate. You know, so it's been really, really cool. And I just pray that that just spurs fire for parents all over the world, you know, not to just, not to sink in and, you know, kind of keep it at home, but to just set a fire. It starts at home. But it goes with them wherever they go, to school, to college, you know, to church, with their friends, their teachers. You know, it's going to be something that is contagious for people that are around them. And that's what we hope.
Absolutely, for the rest of their lives. And the neat thing is it's done in a very creative, upbeat manner with what you have in this book. I got totally stoked when I saw the cover of your book pop in the mail. I'm like, who is this? What are we getting her on? Absolutely fantastic read. Can you tell everybody, how does this book help Christian parents teach their kids about Christ? Because they want to spur on these conversations. And my parents, your parents, they didn't have the tech gadgets to compete with. Now that we have that, it's almost like a lot of us in our generation with young kids, we forgot how to even get the conversation going, or our parents never had the conversations with us. So Fill us in about that. How can Christian parents teach their kids about Christ using your book?
Yeah, you know, I mean, parenting is complicated. Let's just start with that. The world is complicated. And so how do parents even begin to break these topics down to in a way that their kids understand and can digest? So my heart behind this book is to be able to equip the parents. So as much as this is for kids, it's really for the parents to have this tool and this resource. It's an at-home guide. You know, it's teaching kids and parents together about Christ. So we're using specific stories and scripture from the Bible. We're focusing on the character, the attributes, the promises of God. We're using real life examples. So things around your home that you may never think, hey, let's use that to learn about the Bible today. You know, hey, let's use this and let's go outside and explore God's creation today with free things that you already have either in your home or outside, just at your disposal. It's a script for parents to use as a starting point, really. And it makes it easy because the work is done. You take the truth and you allow your kids to run with it. In a way that will click with them, and you're doing it alongside of them. So they're seeing that you are also in your own faith journey. You are also leading as an example in your faith walk. So
can you give us an example or two of some of your favorite parts of your book? And if you don't mind showing everybody what that looks like, that'd be awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. So here is Make Your House His Home. Love it, love it. My son, who's two, is already like trying to break into it. He's a little too young. We say about ages 3 to 11 for this book to really kind of dive in. But one of my favorites, we actually tried to do it yesterday, is called A Mighty Fortress. So you'll see here, it's broken up almost into a devotional kind of format.
I love
it. So you have a title, you have questions, you have scriptures, prayers, the big picture. Just as a main point, but this one's called A Mighty Fortress. And so it'll just break it down and show you like what you'll need for this, sheets, blankets, pillows, maybe a flashlight for an added experience. Whoop, whoop. And it's all playing into the theme of, you know, God is our mighty fortress. And the scripture that pairs with it is Psalm 18:2. God is my rock. I take refuge. He's my shield and my stronghold. He's my fortress and deliverer. And so basically the activity in this is you build the biggest, baddest fort in your home with your kids. Allow them to just run with it, have fun with it, get creative. And then you sit under the fort, in this one specifically, and you have questions that are all written out for you here. You know, okay, son, okay, daughter, how do you feel sitting inside our fort? Did you know that you can talk to God anytime that you feel scared or unsafe? Do you have anything that you want to ask God to protect you from? And you parents can join in, you know, answering these questions too. But then the big picture, you know, God is our fortress. He's our safe place. He is strong like an unshakable castle. He's our shelter in times of trouble. And then it goes into a prayer. And you can pray this, or if your children are of reading age, you can ask them to pray. And, you know, it goes through here. And this is, like I said, just a starting point. Encourage your family member to pray about the following. You know, thank God for being our safe place. Pray for the safety of everyone sitting right there in that fort with you, those who are not in the fort with you. Pray for protection over your home and your health. You know, we're really just laying it out here. And hopefully this is just the beginning of some really special conversations with you and your family. And once again, starting at home, because it's so important. The little years are important, but it's also never too late. You know, we're creating foundations for our kids, because when they walk out of your home, that's what's going to stick with them. And that's their faith is what they're always going to have to come back to.
I was going to say, I can literally visualize myself and my four kids in the fort that we would make, for example, just from what you described. And I know that these will be memories made through your book in everyone's homes when they get a copy of this. Perfect gift, by the way, for Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthday, pretty much around the year. But right now specifically, because a lot of families get together for the holiday time, and we can do this all together as a family unit, even extended family. You, sister, don't go anywhere. We're gonna be right back to talk more about your positive influence with this book right after this.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I wanna introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Our ministry of over 24 committed grandparents, parents, and yes, even teens exists because of your prayers and donations. If you are not currently a partner with us and would love to help us reach more people through the production of this show or through live speaking events, you can give through our website, counterculturemom.com, by clicking on the pink donate button at the top of the page. Your donations will greatly help us reach more and more people via radio, TV, podcasting, and all the rest. It also helps us cover the cost of reaching thousands of students at schools and conferences throughout America. We received this email 20 years ago from a student when I spoke at her school assembly. "Hi, Tina, my name is Kim, and you came to my school to speak. I just wanted to tell you how much you inspired me. I've always wanted to be someone to make a difference in people's lives in the way that isn't cliche or by the book. Lately, I've been sort of questioning what I want to do with my life, but you reminded me today. And we want to continue doing that as the Counterculture Ministries team. Once again, if you'd like to donate and help us reach more of America's future leaders, just go to counterculturemom.com and click on that pink donate button. And this month, for any new monthly donor, we're giving a free copy of Enemies Within the Church DVD as a gift to you in the mail. This incredibly eye-opening movie will shake the foundations of what you think about America's churches. It exposes the rampant lies, deception, and progressivism that are raging today and brings hope for change. Thank you for helping us reach more people in this critical hour." I know there's parents watching right now thinking, my kids are teenagers. They're 18, 14, and 13. And yeah. I miss the younger years. I don't know what to say, so I didn't say anything at all, or I tried and they didn't listen. How can we shove these teens into a fort with us when they're 6 foot? I mean, is that possible? Is it ever too late? Do you have activities in this book that we can still apply to a kid that's now behind the wheel?
Yeah, so even though that this book is recommended for ages 3 to 11, more of a creativity standpoint on how to engage with them, you know, it's never too late. Parents, you know your kids. You know the triggers, you know the interest. It's never too late to have a conversation. So diving in, gathering them around a table, taking them to do something that they love, you know, asking them about their life, really just engaging with them in a way that you can just go there. You know, be bold in your faith, parents. Don't ever lose the insight that you have, as you are the biggest influencer in your child's life.
Never too late. What are some other activities you have or things that you can do from the book?
Yeah. And just piping in on that too, even though there are a lot of different, there's 33 different lessons in here, if we want to call them lessons. But, you know, think of yourself, parents, as you are the daily disciple in your home. You know, so the kids that are in your home and out of your home, you still have an influence on them. God has given you the authority and the role of parent, or, you know, someone who's going to care for them in a parental way, looking out for them in your life. So another one that I really love in here is the armor of God. So fun. I have boys. I know this is going to go over really, really great. So here we go again. You know, it says what you'll need. You'll just need a few rolls of aluminum foil. Okay. We're going all in. We're going to have
a few rolls or a few sheets.
a few rolls if you really want to go for it. But she can work too.
All right, all right.
Once you get rolling here, your kids are going to take it to another level. If they see that you're committed and involved, just get ready. The participation is key.
So all we have for Christmas then is a couple rolls of foil and your book under the Christmas tree. This is going to actually be easier on all of us. Okay, yes. Proceed. Sorry, my brain's going here.
It's true. Okay, so the instructions, it just says it's time to have a competition. Let's use the aluminum foil to create armor for each person participating. Full body armor. So allow others to rank each suit of armor and pick a winner. So have fun with it. That includes the parents. Participate, parents. And then the scripture, you know, we go into Ephesians 6, 11 through 18 about the armor of God and how you put it on every single day that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. You know, we're teaching them fun and fruit all at the same time. So then the questions go into, is there anyone who wears armor to do their job? You know, let's talk about the real world that they're living in. They're in the world. You know, they're not of it, but they're still going to know and acknowledge all of these things too. That goes into what is the difference between the armor and the fortress.
Wow.
So we're bringing some of the lessons together, you know, some creative thinking here. How would you feel if you were in full body armor every day?
You know, I'm thinking this is right around the holiday time that people are going to be watching this episode. It might take more than a couple of rolls of aluminum foil to wrap around us if we're doing this after a Thanksgiving meal. But either way, luckily, aluminum foil is cheap. Girl, is absolutely fantastic. More from you and how we can get our hands on this fantastic book right after a word from our sponsors.
The only way we can truly make America great again is by investing in America first. Cortez Wealth Management provides American-based investment opportunities so you can rest assured that your funds are supporting businesses that you value. Are your investments aligned with your beliefs? Are you unknowingly supporting Chinese companies? Do you know if you hold ESG investments? We will help you answer these critical questions and more. Our professionals provide a strategic planning process in our America First retirement plan that is uniquely tailored to meet your goals and objectives. With our competitive fees and personalized service, you will get the best possible protection and security on your investment while also supporting policies and products you believe in. Call Cortez Wealth Management now at 813-448-3446 or visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and schedule an appointment with us today. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Have peace of mind that when you retire, you will enjoy your golden years.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
Okay, girl, we are back. You're going to tell us how to get our hands on this killer book. First of all, I got to ask you one last curveball question. What does a godly household look like?
Yes, I love this question. You know, I think the deeper question behind it is, what does it look like to honor God with my life, with our life? Not just some of it, but all of it. Not just on Sundays, but in our day to day, you know? And how do we do that? Exact question, you know? I think, once again, going back to the daily disciple that you are as parents,
yeah,
we're modeling that maybe every day won't necessarily be a radical milestone in their faith walk, but that in every day, we can be faithful, we can honor the Lord, we can make choices that honor the Lord, we can continue striving to live out, you know, what it is that we're reading in God's word, along lines of weeding those themes of scripture, you know, of what they're seeing through you and what they're hearing, you know, same thing, those attributes of God, the fruits of the Spirit, and so much more throughout their childhood. And like I said, this book is just a starting point. It's hopefully pointing to the greatest book of all, once again, the Bible, God's word. That's what we want. We want our children to love and treasure a relationship with Jesus. So however you get there, let's do it. You know, be present, parents. Let's do it.
We can get your phenomenal book, girl, once again, going to Amazon, correct? Make Your House His Home.
Amazon. It's even available on Books A Million and Barnes & Noble as well.
Oh, yeah. There you go, girl. Thanks a ton for jumping on. Everybody go to counterculturemom.com. Watch all four episodes this week when we talk about Thanksgiving and what it means to have a godly-looking family. Go get them, people. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday with your family.